Blog Talk Radio.
As the Lord God liveth, before whom I stand, I live my life as a servant, righteous and holy, in spirit and truth. This is True Worship Radio.
Lord God Almighty, who art in heaven, this show is for His glory. Amen, amen. Praise the Most High. Glory to God, who art in heaven, our saving grace, our merciful God, the only God, amen, who has allowed us to learn His wisdom as He makes judgment between the fallen angels who rebelled against Him. Glory to God. We want to learn about His holiness, so we can learn truth, so we can live an abundant life in a toxic world. And that is what the topic of the podcast today is, living healthy in a toxic world. There is a lot of processed foods available today. It is important to eat good food for more than physical health. Reading the Holy Bible keeps you healthy too. Okay, so it's true. It's a lot of toxic processed foods in the world. In fact, there's all kind of trials going on right now against healthy food growers and what they call GMO or genetically modified food makers to take away your power to have healthy foods. Let's have a song right now just to praise Jehovah for His goodness and love and for His wisdom that allows us to stay on top of what's going on in the world and make a point to be the salt of the earth, the flavor of the earth, and to witness it and to live a pleasing life to Him. So, again, we're just going to sing, God is good, He has done me well. Oh, my soul, rise up and praise the Lord, that we may stay focused on the Creator at all times, because if you don't, you will go crazy in this world. This world is literally insane, and it's going to get worse, you guys. So, again, we have to stay focused on the promise of eternal life and know that we're just witnessing wickedness and sin because we don't want it when we get there. God is good. He has done me well, oh, my soul. Rise up and praise the Lord. Let's say Jehovah, because we want people to know which God we serve. We serve the Creator God, okay? There's a lot of false gods out there, so we want to say Jehovah so we can show that we serve the one and only true Creator God. Jehovah is good. He has done me well, oh, my soul. Rise up and praise the Lord. Jehovah is good. He has done me well, oh, my soul. Rise up and praise the Lord. Jehovah is good. He has done me well, oh, my soul. Rise up and praise the Lord. Amen. So, Jehovah, we know that You see and hear us. You never sleep. Amen. And again, this show is for his glory. Amen. Glory to God. So again, we're back into talking about food. So let's just start with the first chapter of the Holy Bible. The very first chapter tells us in chapter Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, it says, "And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat." Amen. Glory to God. So right there, the very first chapter, God tells us that herbs and fruit from trees is going to be our meat. It's going to be our food. And I want to say right now, it doesn't matter what you eat and how close it gets to God, but I'm telling you that that is what the Creator has told you would be your foods. Herbs and fruit, plants. Okay, so let's go with that. And then we want to look at, I'm just going to hit the Holy Bible. Because, you know, I can sit here and say anything. But let's just look at the Holy Bible and the words from the Holy Bible and see what it tells us about food. Look at it, Leviticus chapter 3. Leviticus chapter 3, 13. If you don't have time right now to whip through it, you should know your Holy Bible, whip through it with me. If not, that's a challenge. Learn the books of the Holy Bible where they're at or whatever. Verse 17, it says, "It shall be a perpetual statue for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that ye eat neither fat nor blood." Okay, so the first chapter I read, Genesis chapter 1:29, it tells us that plants, whether you like it or not, plants will be your meat. So when anybody says they came into the house to eat meat, if it's describing a believer's residence in the Holy Bible, they did not eat dead animals. As a free, loving society, your Creator has told you that plants is your meat. And in Leviticus chapter 3, it says you will eat neither fat nor blood. Now, one thing is known, and you can ask new mothers. Babies, if you were to put food in front of them, they would eat everything but the meat. For they know that the meat is not natural to them coming out of the womb. And on average, they say it takes a couple of years for a child to reach for the meat and eat it. Of course, if it's the only thing on the plate and they're hungry, they'll grab it first. But it is a known fact that children are taught to eat meat. It's not a natural thing that they do. And as you can see in the Holy Bible, it tells us that, you know, we shouldn't eat blood. And a lot of people say, well, chicken, it's blood all in that. It's blood all in steak. It's blood all, I'm just telling you, the fact, period, point blank, is blood. Let's go to the New Testament, because a lot of people say, that's the Old Testament, and we under the new church, it's the same God. The Old Testament, new God, is the same God. The Old Testament, New Testament, same God, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, it's the same God. But let's look at Acts, and I'm going to have to find that. I think it is, let me see here, you guys, I think it's Acts chapter 20. I just studied the book of Acts recently. It's a very wonderful book. Let's see here. Okay, it's actually chapter 15. And this is what's interesting. It is mentioned twice in this chapter. Acts chapter 15 is verses 20 and 29. Now, again, the book of Acts is after the new believer had come into God's truth, and they were traveling around the world, and they were explaining the life and death of Jesus, and how it wasn't like Jesus was going to ride into the capital on a horse with arms and take over the government that way. He was going to take over it spiritually. And that's what we have to understand. We have to get control of our life spiritually and live holy. And that's what wins the judgment for us with the king. That's what his enemies can see, that we can live holy for God, even in a sinful world. And so as the apostles the disciples was traveling around telling of the life and death of Jesus. That's what you have in the book of Acts. But anyway, as they came, as they were testifying about Jesus in various places, this is what was said. Again, Acts chapter 15, verses 20. But that we write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood. Okay, so for the most part, you know that when a cow goes in there to a slaughterhouse, he is taken unawares. He's strangled and killed. And as we mentioned before, there's blood all throughout that meat. Look at verse 29, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols and from blood and from things strangled and from fornication and from and which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well, fare ye well. So again, twice in one chapter it's mentioned to abstain from strangled things and from blood. So you have to understand, especially with all the talk now of DNA and DNA, there's power in the blood. We heard that Abel's blood cried from the ground for judgment against Cain who killed him. Power in the blood. So whenever you consume blood or a bloody animal, and let's make point that that animal is dead. Usually when things are dead, people bury it, you know. But now, when animals die, almost any animals, because humans have been taught to eat anything, instead of it being buried and dead, people are decomposing those dead bodies in their body. In other words, that dead animal is cooked, that blood is cooked, and people are eating it. So not only do you have a dead animal that should be buried, it's cooked and it's consumed. A lot of people think this is a form of vampirism hidden and taught to you as a food source. Now people say, first thing they'll say, well, this is a protein. I need protein. What is that cow eating? The cow is eating grass. Or whatever animal, most of them are vegetarians, you'll notice that. They're eating grass. And so if you were just to eat the plant, because plants have a lot of protein, in fact, broccoli have, like, a lot of protein, but people say, I need protein. There's more protein in green leafy vegetables than there is in the animal that is dead that you're decomposing through your body after it's cooked. It's just really a wild thing. But anyway, that's one thing that you have to understand as far as eating healthy. Your thoughts are better and clearer than if you were to consume animals. I don't know what it is about. It just seems like thoughts and stuff flow through the brain. You have a clearer understanding, a better way of understanding by eating a vegetarian diet. Again, I want to put out there that this is something you want to do to care for your body because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. You know, it's not anything that you do for man, you know, to have a fancy title. I'm vegan, I'm vegetarian. No, you're doing this because you want a healthy body in different things like that. And, of course, reading the whole it tells us that, you know, we won't have evil diseases when we eat good food and stuff like that. So that is what our focus is on, is the benefits of a healthy diet. Last but not least, before we go off the air, we want to look at, I think it's Psalms chapter 3, real quick, because the show is... It says here, it might be Proverbs 3. I know it's chapter 3, but it tells us if we eat a healthy diet, I mean, if we read the Holy Bible regularly, that God will keep us healthy. So it's not just food. It's thoughts, and it's also our relationship with the Creator that keeps us healthy and good. It says here, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, he will direct our path. Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor, marrow to thy bones. So again, always look to God for direction in all things.
Thank you for tuning in. This show is sponsored by Janet Smith. Be sure to listen next week, Friday, 5:30 to 6 for more. True worship of our Father in heaven. Read the Holy Bible and pray day and night, as he tells us in Psalms 1. He's worthy.